Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking brisket today. Barbecue Bob and I had a little too much time together sitting around the campfire at deer camp last weekend, and I confided in him, and now I'm busted that I wasn't pleased with my brisket. And so I'm taking the class, and you guys are benefiting from it right now. But anyway, so we've talked about how to trim it. We've talked about how to season it. And now we're going to put it on the smoker, and we need to talk about what the temperature will be, what type of equipment you may have, because it's different depending on how you're trying to cook this thing.
Boy, is it ever. Yeah.
So take it away, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Job. And welcome back. Thanks for taking an hour out of your weekend to hang out with us. And hopefully you're having a nice cup of coffee, or maybe if it's somewhere else, you're having a bloody or just a great craft beer. You know, when we started doing this show, I remember sitting in the bleachers at the Lowell Red Arrow Stadium, which my kids all played sports there, and we went to every dang game. But I remember sitting in the stadium and somebody saying, "What's your show about?" And I said, "It's barbecue and grilling. It's called the Grilling Guys." And then I saw him lean over, and this one we did a 2-hour show. He didn't know I could hear him, but he said to his wife, "I can't imagine anybody sitting around talking about grilling for 2 hours." She didn't say much, but yeah. I think she realized that he was too loud. But I thought, you know what? I get it,
right?
Because how could you sit and talk about a piece of meat for even an hour? Well, we're blowing through this hour on one brisket.
Right.
It's that complex.
Right.
And some of you are really good at it. Some of you are struggling with it. We're here for those who are struggling. And
right.
If you're really good at it, that's awesome, because it takes many things to turn out the right kind of food. And some of it's luck, some of it's upbringing, but some of it's just instinct and maybe your culture that you grew up in. Like my mother was a great cook, and she could just put spices in, and she knew exactly where she wanted to be. And I think I watched her long enough that I figured out a lot of these things and learned to take chances. You said something about, you know, it's a big risk to do a brisket. And I understand that mentality. I don't see it as a risk. I see it as a piece of meat. And what are you out, $50?
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Cry me
exactly.
A river. So anyway, those games that I used to go to also, you and I have a friend named Todd Drenth,
right,
who used to do a lot of social media marketing, and I wanted to take a minute to honor his father, Tom, who passed away last week.
Yep, I saw that.
And Tom is an avid Spartan fan. He was a retired attorney and my neighbor,
yeah,
and just a heck of a good guy. And Tom Drenth left a family behind. His wife was a Wittenbach, and we're in Wittenbach country. There's the Wittenbach farm is all around us, and just a heck of a nice guy. Never had one of the most well-read guys you'd ever meet.
Sure.
He had a bookcase that was like to the ceiling. Read a book a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Todd's dad. Timing.
Well, we're going to cook this brisket now, right? And so before we hit how much time, what do I got to do if I've got a traditional smoker like you and I work with, or one of the electric smokers, or one of the a gas grill that you're trying to cook
right,
it off? Say?
Right, right. And it probably won't matter as long as you know that piece of equipment. It doesn't really matter what you're using as long as you know how it carries the temp, holds the temp, how quick it recovers, how well it holds the smoke and the seam, if it's leaking a bunch, so that a bunch of your moisture's escaping, yada, yada. But I think the average guy's going to have like a Weber kettle or a Brinkman little gun box, you know,
right,
those little upright
bullet things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of those Brinkman. It looks like a little gun safe. But there's also the Weber bullet, and the Brinkman makes one like the bullet,
right,
which is like a giant capsule. But either way, if you've smoked anything on those at all, you understand what you've got, and you've learned to operate with the temps on it. What you want to do with a brisket is you want to smoke that thing at around 275. You can go 225 to 300. You get above 300, and you're not getting much smoke. So I like 250, 275 if I've got the time, 2 1/4 if I've got the time. And just pound that thing with some nice, I like hickory or cherry, but use whatever you've got.
Apple's good.
Use whatever you've got.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And then get it so that that main piece of meat is like 145 degrees. When it's 145 degrees, you can pull it out and have some heavy-duty foil or some butcher's paper and wrap it up and put that thing back in.
So when you wrap it up, foil will seal it tight, but you're going to put a little tent above it to let a little air in there, or are you wrapping it right tight onto the meat?
Well, I don't worry too much about it.
My question was for this.
For the bark.
Is that it seems, yeah, the bark. If I wrap it tight, I lose the bark because the moisture that's coming out of the meat kind of softens the bark, and it just gets a little gooey on top.
Well, contrary to what most people like, I'm a lot less concerned about if my bark is wet or dry. I almost prefer my bark to be a little wetter because brisket can be dry anyway. And the last thing I want to do is have that. I mean, it's taught to us, if you're Kansas City trained or whatever, KBS, not KBS, but if you've been trained in traditional barbecue, you will very often be taught that your brisket bark should be this or that. I'm not doing a competition. I'm trying to please my friends.
Right.
So I want to make it so that they like it. I want to make it how I like it.
Well, there you are.
Before
right there,
I right. do anything. So you can use butcher paper if you want it a little drier.
Because the butcher paper is not going to, you're still going to kind of wad it up over the top, but it's not going to seal as tight as foil does.
Yeah, I guess it lets a little of the steam out. It also absorbs a bunch of the grease.
Right.
So when you do butcher paper, you got to do several layers of it. That's what I've right. found.
And that's that pink paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so.
You can use pink even if you're a man.
Right. So it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man!
This one's for you again.
Hey, man, I feel so special.
Man law, number 43. When dating a new woman, take it one day at a time. Never plan a date more time in advance than the length you have already been dating.
So you're saying be spontaneous up front?
So if you've only been dating 2 weeks, don't plan a date 3 weeks out.
Ah, okay, I get it. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, gee, thanks. Thanks for the advice, man. That's going to be I'll take that to heart. Whatever. But anyway, so you've got it in there. You've got this brisket in the smoker, and I like a remote thermometer so I don't have to keep opening the chamber and letting the heat out when I want to test it as it gets
well,
toward
we use
that
thermopens.
That's right.
We use thermopens, but you can get the ThermoWorks smoke.
Which I have.
Yep.
Yep. Right.
Yep. I think I gave mine away.
Right. But
I gave it to a buddy.
Yeah, but it sets there and it's got a probe in there. It's not I don't have the fancy one that calls your phone or anything. You gotta walk by and watch it.
Well, you do actually have one of those.
But it's an alarm that's on there and it'll beep when the internal temperature gets to whatever you want it
right.
to be.
Right.
Right. So
don't you remember those internet ones we had?
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
No, I don't. Oh. Because it didn't work. It was a prototype and it was a piece of junk.
Hey.
But anyway,
one thing I was gonna tell you also is if you're wrapping in foil, you can add a little liquid to it. And one of the things that's nice to add is a little touch of beef broth.
Right. Yep.
And Worcestershire.
Yeah. Just give it a little bit of tang.
Just a little bit.
Yep. Pretty cool.
And if you're in foil, you can get away with that. But now you are going to make that outside damper. And right. I like that.
Right.
I mean, actually, I like to pull that brisket out and have it so big and fat and so full of juice that I'm worried about popping a leak in that foil.
Foil, sure. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to finish the brisket off, get it out of the smoker, and there's a thing called burnt ends that are part of this gig, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. Stick with us. We'll be back.